The Orange FM.
Ready to form Voltron. Activate interlocks. Dinotherms connected. Infracell up. Mega thrusters are go.
Welcome, Voltron fans, to our first episode of Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast in Voltron's 30th year. I am your host, Mark Morell. The last time we were on was Voltron's 30th birthday, September 10th. We talked with Tiffany Alardi, and later that day had an 8-hour-long Voltron marathon on Google Hangout. We want to thank those of you who joined us for the marathon and were able to work your way onto the Hangout and eventually see the YouTube videos we were watching together. If we ever plan another event like that, we will make sure to give specific instructions so everyone will understand what to do. We have a lot to cover today, from our appearance at RetroCon last weekend to a new website on Voltron.com to the winners of the We Love Fine Voltron T-shirt Design Contest and New York Comic Con and the 30th anniversary book. I'm going to need some help here to get through all this, so let's bring back our guest from episode 11, who also played a role as one of the judges in the We Love Fine contest. Welcome back, Mark Oliver.
Yeah, Mark, I'm just looking forward to New York Comic Con coming up next week, yeah, and getting ready to see the Voltron panel that will be on Friday.
So what did you do last weekend?
Worked on my Voltron costume, just doing some touch-up work to it, and we should be ready for the panel on Friday. And looking forward to seeing a lot of fans out there.
Now, did you make any alterations to the costume since the last time you had it at St. Louis?
Not really. The only thing I've added was the decals that you actually get on Voltron.com for the 30th anniversary sticker that you could get.
Right.
I put that on the lion, so to kind of like celebrate the 30th anniversary. So that's about it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So I remember back when we were talking in episode 11, you were talking about you might make a blazing sword or something like that in addition to the costume. Did you ever get around to doing something like that?
No, not yet. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm still not going to do it. It just means that as big as the costume is, it's kind of hard to walk around with the sword too. I had help last year with Tara and Tally. They helped me last year with my costume, and I just think it might be kind of hard to walk in and hold a sword, but you never know. I might bring one. If I get some time, I'll definitely will take a consideration out, and we'll see what happens.
That would still be tough if you're walking around the show floor and everything with a sword and the costume.
Yeah, I could tell you how many times I hit people with my wings. Yeah. So that's why I'm kind of just, you know, who knows.
All right. Well, I can tell you what we did last weekend.
What'd you do?
We went to RetroCon.
Well, that's awesome.
RetroCon 2014, it was held at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, PA, and it was run by Tony Tusky and his wife, Rosemary. And I have to say, it keeps getting better year after year after year. It keeps expanding as well. It's gotten into a bigger hall in the Philadelphia Expo Center. We had all kinds of vendors there. There were over 250 tables of vendors. There was a life-size TARDIS. It was huge, and people walking into it and having their pictures taken with it by professional cosplayers. And there was the 10th Doctor and the 9th Doctor were there, and then a DeLorean from Back to the Future. And in the one corner, they had an area where they were doing panels. And then in the along the one wall, they had a whole bunch of seats for the people who were doing autographs. So they had people from Thundercats. They had the man who did the original voice of Lion-O, which was Larry Kenny. And then they also had Peter Newman and Jerry-Ann Raphael. And then they also had a couple of people from G.I. Joe, the lady who did the voice of the Baroness, and Sergeant Slaughter. They had from MST3K, they had Joel Hodgson. And they had a couple of fan groups. They had the 501st Legion for Star Wars. They had the Philadelphia Ghostbusters group. There was just a whole bunch of people there. And there we were in our booth for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. And we were sharing a table with Bad Wolf Radio. My friend Aaron Goins, who is the host of Bad Wolf Radio, a Doctor Who podcast, was sharing the table with me. We're both on the Orange FM podcast network. So it was the two of us there at the table. He had his Doctor Who stuff all set up. I had my Let's Voltron stuff all set up. I had brought the 30th anniversary Toynami Voltron that I had all set up standing there on the base. And I had the key in there so I could show everybody every time somebody came up. I showed them, how it lights up and does the sequence just like the cartoon. And then I also had the 30th anniversary book. I just received my copy of the book on the Friday before the weekend, and it was wonderful to be able to share that with the fans for the first time. And then I also had some DVDs lying around, and then I had the Robotech Voltron crossover comics. I had some original 1984 Voltron party supplies like plates, cups, and napkins, and the tablecloth. And we had the Voltron.com table cover that was showing in front of the table that we had gotten from World Events Productions. And we borrowed that. And we also borrowed a Voltron banner that was standing up in the background. And then we had another banner that was just for the podcast for Let's Voltron. And then on the table, I was also giving away Voltron swag. I had the stickers that had the Let's Voltron logo on them, and I had cards that were for Let's Voltron, and on the back of the card, it showed all of our information from our Facebook to our Twitter to letsvoltron.com, our voicemail and everything, so that anybody who wanted to come by the table, I would give them I'd give them a card, I'd give them a sticker. We had for the kids, we had the 30th anniversary logo. It was a coloring page that we gave to the kids. And then we also had 30th anniversary buttons that we were giving out that everybody could wear and then, share their love of Voltron. So it was great connecting with the people, and it was great having people who actually were wearing Voltron shirts when they came into RetroCon, and we took pictures of some of them, and we'll show it to you on the podcast page, on the podcast notes page for this podcast. So we'll post those up on the notes page. We'll post some pictures from RetroCon. Everybody will get a chance to see that. I shared some of those with you, Mark. What did you think?
Yeah, it's awesome. Especially, all the fans showing their love for Voltron, wearing their t-shirts and stuff. Yeah, it's great. And Mark, like the fans will see with the pictures. It's a beautiful setup that you had there with the background, and then how you had the book set up in the front as well. And obviously the Toynami Voltron toy being on the, it's kind of like the centerpiece in a way. And of course the Let's Voltron podcast banner in the background. Yeah, it's a very nice display.
Yeah, so it was a 2-day event. So on Saturday, the first day, I wore my Voltron jersey, and that was something that a lot of people noticed right away as they were walking by the booth. They said, "Hey, man, I really love that jersey. That's a cool jersey." And they kept on saying things like that. On Sunday, I wore the Let's Voltron t-shirt that we had done from the Teespring campaign. And people liked that as well. I didn't get a chance to show them the back of it very often because I was facing them from the front. But they would have seen Let's Voltron with the letsvoltron.com on the back. We were wearing our 30th anniversary pins. Also, people came up to the booth and they noticed something they hadn't seen before. It was the 30th anniversary book. And one of these guys that came up to the booth, this is really funny. He went right for the book right away. He didn't say anything to me at all. He didn't acknowledge that I was there. He saw the book. He started looking at it. He paged through some of the pages. And then I started striking up a conversation with him about Voltron and his memories of Voltron and everything. And he thought the book was really cool. And then later on, he came back. But this time he came back with his wife, who was pushing a stroller, and then two of their kids who were walking alongside. And he said to his wife, he said, "Honey, you see this? This is what I want for my birthday." And she looked at it and the book, and yeah, and she got a mental picture of it, and she said, "Okay, honey." And he walked away feeling very confident that that was what he was going to get for his birthday. So we were telling everybody that the book was coming out on October 28th, and they could pre-order it on Voltron.com. And if they pre-ordered it on Voltron.com, they could get Ted Koppler's signature. And then we were also telling people, because a lot of people noticed the Toynami 30th anniversary Voltron collector set, and everybody wanted one. I was telling them that that was also available on Voltron.com, and it is shipping now. A lot of people were thinking to themselves, "Do I want to spend the money for that?" You know, and I was just letting them know, "Okay, we don't have it for sale here, but anytime you want, you can go on Voltron.com." So it was great connecting with the fans, like I said, and sharing Voltron memories. A lot of people said that when they saw that 30th anniversary Voltron, they kept on saying, "I had one like that when I was a kid." And they would reference the Matchbox Voltron, and they would say how they played with it so much that they either lost one of the lions, or it got damaged, or their mothers threw it away, and then they don't know what happened to it. But it was sort of like the same story all the time. Did you ever get those kind of stories, Mark?
Yeah, I have, and like I've been, I'm on Instagram and stuff like that, and I always type in, Voltron is like is the kind of like as a hashtag or whatever, and I see a bunch of people posted pictures of their old Voltron toys when they had growing up, and they always put something on there like, hey, I just found this in my mom's attic and stuff like that, and you always see people who comment on it like, oh yeah, I had that when I was younger, or I wish I had that, I wish my mom or dad never threw it out or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I see a lot, and it just tells you how much people do love Voltron, and even back then when they had all the toys till now. I think the love is still there from 84 till 2014.
Yeah, one of the guys was telling the story, and he looked over at the Doctor Who stuff, and he said, "If I had a TARDIS and I could go back in time, the one thing I would do when I go back in time is I would prevent my mom from throwing away my Voltron stuff, and I would save it and lock it away so she could never get to it, and I would keep it clean and keep it neat and, keep it preserved so that, when it came to 30 years later, then I could either sell it or, show everybody, look at this cool Voltron stuff I have." So that was pretty funny. One of the things that I wanted to mention to everybody is that RetroCon is the type of convention that really brings out the retro in everybody. And so, whether you like Ghostbusters or whether you liked A-Team, or whether you liked cartoons like Thundercats or G.I. Joe or Transformers or anything like that, RetroCon is the place to be, because in addition to Voltron being there, there was all kinds of Transformers stuff, there was all kinds of Ghostbusters, and a lot of people selling toys, a lot of vendors. There were some artists there too. Right next to where we were at our booth, to the right of me was Dave Perillo. And Dave Perillo, as you know, did one of the Acid Free Gallery Voltron prints, if you remember back. Did you get one of those prints?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Dave Perillo was there, and then to the right of him was also another artist named Scott Derby, who hasn't had a Voltron print printed for Acid Free Gallery yet, but I'm hoping that someday he will, because he does some really awesome stuff in a really cool style. My wife has one of his shirts that says Han shot first for Star Wars, and he did a really cool Iron Man thing for me the one year. He just drew it right there, and it took him, less than a half an hour to do it, and it was really cool. I'm thinking about putting together an artist roundtable for a future episode. And what I want to do is I want to gather together six artists, and I want to get Dave Perillo, because he also did a Voltron print. And I want to get some comic book artists and print artists and see if we can just, hash it out and talk about what it's like to draw for Voltron. So we're going to try to put that together in a future podcast. Would that be something you'd like,
Oh,
Mark?
definitely. Not just me, but fans that listen to this podcast would definitely enjoy that.
Cool. All right. So while we were at RetroCon, we were talking to the fans, and there was one fan that was willing to come on the podcast with us. His name is Josh McKillops. We have this little snippet that we saved for you that we had when we interviewed Josh McKillops at RetroCon. So we want to play that for you right now.
Voltron will be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mark Morrell, and I'm here at RetroCon 2014, and I'm here for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast, and I'm here with Josh McKillops.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm here at the RetroCon. We're having a great time out here. I happened to buy the Let's Voltron booth and had to stop and talk to these guys for a little bit on their podcast about how much we like being here, one at RetroCon, but mainly because we love Voltron. It's turning 30. It's been a great 30 years, but it has been quiet for a while. But it seems like we're getting a lot more merchandise coming down the line. We've got a great book that I was introduced to here that's coming out in October.
Right.
I'm definitely going to be checking out.
Yeah. What did you think of the book?
I'm really looking forward to it. The thing of it is, I think, you know, we grew up through the 80s and we had a lot of stuff. We had a lot of cartoons, a lot of toy lines. Not many of them get a chance to come back. You know, there's not a lot of G.I. Joe and Transformers that have had longevity. But it's great to see that Voltron's getting a book. We've got the CD soundtrack that came out maybe about 2 years ago or a year ago. It's just great to see that kind of stuff to find out where Voltron came from, where it's been, where it's going. We have a new 30th anniversary figure that they have at the booth here that looks amazing from Toynami.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to pick that up myself. But
can you tell me what your earliest Voltron memory is?
Earliest Voltron memory, something that stuck out to me was I remember my kindergarten backpack. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a backpack. It was more of a tote, but that was my first book bag for school. Gray book bag, Voltron on the front. About 3 inches big, black trim, but I remember everything about that bag and that it was Voltron. And I know that year, getting the Voltron toys from Matchbox, the castle, everything at Christmas time. And, you know, as a kid, that stuff was great. You don't get toys like that size, that magnitude today. And I really just got back to Voltron here recently with the Maddie Collector Voltron we were talking about before. And I was amazed by that. And I said to myself, you know, we need to see more of this kind of thing. We need to get that
right
out there.
Was it just the size of it? Or what was it made the Maddie Collector one so great for you?
One was the size. I love the look, the size, the animation style. But the pilot figures themselves, that was great. Because we never really had, you know, we had those the 3¾-inch figures back in, you know, 84, but we haven't seen anything like that. And as much as Voltron is the centerpiece to that cartoon, the characters that piloted the lions were just as important.
Right. What about characters that weren't main characters? All right, like we're talking about the villains, or even the drool commanders and stuff like that.
I think it would be a great idea to get those out there to complement that set of figures, because it's great when you have the good guy, but you don't have any bad guys for the good guys to take care of.
Right. Now, did you hear that back in 1986 that Panache Place was planning on making a second wave of toys, and they were going to include the Castle Doom playset that would have really complemented the Castle of Lions playset, and they were going to have some of the figures too?
I didn't know that until you just told me, but that makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Because, again, there you go. You just had a handful of bad guys to go with Voltron, but nothing to really have Voltron go up against. You know,
right.
You had that big Voltron. You put all your figures in. You had that big castle for, you know, all the figures, but you didn't have anything for Prince Lotor. There's just nothing there.
And there are no Robeasts to scale.
Exactly. You had those tiny little 3¾-inch Robeasts and the nifty coffin. That was great.
Yeah.
But to go up against Voltron, I think not. You know,
yeah.
That was kind of the shame of it. But I think we see that a lot in toy lines where some of the toy companies, they miss the mark
right
on some things that they don't think they could cash in on, but they could obviously cash in on bad guys for right. Voltron to fight.
So we've talked about this on the podcast. We've talked about how if they just came out with the 3 3/4 inch figures in the whole line, everybody would go out and buy it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I didn't get a chance. Like I said, I got my Voltron from Matty Collector after the fact that it had come out, and I'm so glad I did. You know, I mean, now, if they were to put any other Voltron up with that 3 3/4 inch scale, I would be in a heartbeat to pre-order, subscribe, whatever I had to do after having that figure, because it just hit home.
Right.
Like how much, you know, Voltron was a part of my childhood. Like I said, you know, Voltron kind of got forgot about there for a little while.
Yeah.
But, you know, through comics.
Yeah.
You know, I know Netflix was one of the things that brought it back for me, too. Because
right.
The series was on there for a period of time. I got to rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those few cartoons from your childhood that still holds up.
Yeah.
You can still watch it. It's still got a solid storyline. It's not a 30-minute commercial like most of those cartoons were.
Right.
You know, and I'm primarily a Transformers fan, but probably within the last month, Transformers is kind of taking a back seat to the Voltron stuff that were coming out for the 30th anniversary. So
right. So you know. So we've got the 30th anniversary Voltron from Toynami. We've got the 30th anniversary book coming out. Voltron.com has a whole section just for 30th anniversary items that just opened up on September 10th on the official September anniversary, the official 30th anniversary of Voltron. So if there was something else that you wanted as a Voltron consumer, what would you want to have?
To be honest, the one character that I would love to have in any way, shape, or form at this point is Corran.
Oh.
He was a central part of the team.
Yeah.
But you never got a figure as far as
okay.
I can remember. And I don't know why, but like you said before, you touched on earlier, there are a lot of side characters in the show you could produce, you could make,
mm-hmm.
and there you go.
So you want Corran?
I want Corran. I really do. I know that might sound strange, but Corran and the mice.
Right.
Because that was one thing, too, with those 3 3/4 inch figures. It was like, well, if they would have just thrown in a little, it could have been just a little, you know, 3 or 4 of them, boom, right there.
Yeah.
To go with Paige or Laura, but we didn't get that. And it was kind of like, you know, hey, you could throw out whatever you throw out at this point for me, for Voltron, I'm probably going to be there.
Did you hear that? Anything he throws out, he's going to get it, all right?
And that's taken a break from Voltron for about probably a good 20 years, and seeing the merchandise that's coming out, like that, the 30th anniversary Toynami Voltron, and just the die-cast metal, how hefty that figure actually is. It's a hefty figure. Everybody
right.
be warned if you buy it. It's a hefty toy. Is just as great as that Matty Collector one. They're both unique in their own way, shape, or form. And that's the other nice thing about Voltron, is that no two figures are exactly alike.
Right.
There's something about every one of them that makes them great.
Right.
And well, I mean, it makes it tough on the wallet as a collector, but
right.
at the same time, it's, you know, you're taking a singular character, making it two totally, let's face it, the Toynami and the Mattel are two totally different toys.
Right.
Both are great in their own unique aspects. So
right.
buy both if you have the chance.
All right, well, I want to thank you for joining us on Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast.
Hey, it was a pleasure, and everybody get out there, support Voltron as much as you can, because that's the only way we're going to make new stuff happen.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now, back to Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
So we want to thank Josh McKillops for joining us on the podcast, and Josh had talked about a couple of things that I haven't heard too many people mention when they talk about collecting. One of the characters that he was looking forward to having was Corran. And he also mentioned the mice. So imagine if you could go back in time and you could take that second wave of Panache Place figures that they were planning on coming out with, like the Castle Doom playset. And there were even going to be some vehicle Voltron figures, the captains of each team. Can you imagine if there was Corran and the mice?
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah. He obviously mentioned if they came out with any action figures at this point, he would probably buy them. We had talked about it on the podcast previously about, well, what about all the Voltron pilots, not in their pilot uniforms, but in their plane clothes?
Yeah, I mean, they could still do that now. I mean, I know we have to wait and stuff, but, you know, I don't know the whole, you know, the licensing with Toynami. But yeah, that'd be something I'm sure fans would enjoy. I'd definitely buy a complete set of that.
I mean, we had some of our friends from Australia, Cubby Berry and her husband, had sent us pictures of some Voltron figures they had made themselves. Do you remember that?
Yeah, those are really nice. And I actually was on Twitter when I saw them, and I actually complimented them. Yeah, they look really nice. And even Bob Koppler even commented and said, send more pictures.
Yeah, I mean, it was just amazing. And just having those shared on social media just got a lot of people excited about it. We know there's a market out there for this. So, and when Bob Koppler was on and we had interviewed him, he said, yeah, it would be great if we could get, you know, Voltron action figures out there. So that's at a price point that a lot of people can afford,
mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere from $5 to $10.
I'll take that. I think a lot of fans would take that.
Right. So I want to thank Josh McKillips for joining us on Let's Voltron. What he said there at the end really, really hit home. It was that if you guys want more Voltron stuff, you have to go out there and buy the stuff that they have out there right now. So if it's the 30th anniversary Voltron stuff or it's anything on store.voltron.com, go out there and get it because that's how you get them to make more Voltron stuff. So if we're talking about Voltron cartoons or Voltron live action movies or anything like that, that's how you get it done. Let's talk about some other things that have been happening since RetroCon. All right, we saw a new site that has been opened up on Voltron.com, and it's called 30th.voltron.com. And now if you go to the website, you'll see that there's a new design to the Voltron website. It has it's very colorful. It has a big image of Voltron, and below that it says Let's Voltron, and then below that it says Voltron Shop, special edition items available now. It shows a square that says a legendary super robot, a legion of super fans. 30 years since it first aired in the US, Voltron continues to stand tall, an inspiring icon of the good we do on our own. And when we all come together. Thank you, fans. Now form up. Let's Voltron. And it has the hashtag Voltron30. So if you're going to be tweeting or posting on Facebook and mentioning Voltron, because it's the 30th year of Voltron, make sure you do hashtag Voltron30. All right. So at the top, there's five different tabs. The first one is a news tab. And I want to mention a couple of the items that are on the news page. So the first thing that you see is the 30th anniversary kickoff event that happened at Bait. The name of the store is called Bait, B-A-I-T, and it's in Los Angeles. And they had a 30th anniversary celebration kickoff there. And it was an invitation-only event that greeted Voltron fans with giant window displays and then treated them to food, fun, exclusive new products, and an exhibit of Voltron-inspired art. So I think that's also where the Han Solo rings were debuted. And then below that, the Voltron at the St. Louis Science Center, where you see the 15-foot-tall statue of Voltron. And then below that, you see Voltron visits the St. Louis Cardinals, and you have the statue that WEP has in their offices in St. Louis dressed in a Cardinals jersey. They had that at the St. Louis Cardinals game. And then below that, they talk about the We Love Fine contest and allows you to meet the judges of that contest. And below that, it talks about Voltron at New York Comic Con on October 9th through the 12th, and it says stay tuned for more news. If you go to the top of the page again and you go over to the next tab, it's called Videos. You get to see the Voltron opener, the Voltron opening theme, the formation sequence, and then three different episodes there that you can see Watch Voltron on, and it basically goes to the YouTube channel that Voltron has set up. And then the third tab is the collector's tab. And the first thing you see on the collector's tab is collector figures from Toynami. And it actually shows the video that we made for Let's Voltron when we were at San Diego. And I took the booth tour at the Toynami booth at San Diego Comic-Con with George Son. And it shows the 30th anniversary Voltron, and it shows also the superposable little Voltron, that the one that's on sale for like $79. And then below that is the new art from Acid Free Gallery, and it shows right there the print that's been done by Vincent Aseo that was available starting on September 10th. And then below that you see the pancake plush from Flophouse, which is the Voltron pillow. And then below that, you see the all-new collector book from Days of Long Ago, the 30th anniversary book from Viz Media and Perfect Square. And then below that, you see the Dynamite comics for the Robotech Voltron crossover comics. All five issues are displayed there. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you go to the next tab, it's called Fashion. And it talks about Bait again. So you get to see some of the fashion that was available at Bait, including the Lions socks and the Lions coach jacket. And below that, you see Illust, and the Illust Voltron t-shirts are there, along with some jewelry. And then you have the Han Solo Voltron ring, which is really cool. Are you going to get one of those?
Yeah, and I'm also going to use it as a promise ring for my next girlfriend I have.
Wow.
We'll see how far that goes.
That's a lucky girlfriend, whoever it is.
Yeah. I got to get one first.
And then below that, they have the Finesse Voltron skateboards. Those are pretty cool. Did you ever think you'd be collecting Voltron skateboards?
Oh, never. And if there was ever a chance, it probably would have been in 1984. But yeah, I never thought so. And I don't know, maybe I'll give it, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. And then just below that is the Mad Engine Minimal Voltron tee. If you go back to the tabs again, to the far right is Contest. And that contest talks about the We Love Fine contest. So I'd like to talk to you about that contest, because you were one of the judges of the We Love Fine t-shirt design contest.
Yeah, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
All right. So can you tell me how you got involved in judging of that contest?
Yeah, Tiffany Alardi from WEP actually emailed me, and she asked me if I wanted to be, you know, to participate in this contest. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And she's like, you know, when I get some more information, I'll let you know. I'm like, all right. Maybe soon after that, she told me that someone named Beth Love, who's in charge of the We Love Fine contest, would email me. And she did. She gave me a whole spreadsheet of Voltron designs for the t-shirts to look at and to vote on. And she told me to give her my top three picks. So I gave her my top three. And along with me, Michael Bell as well was a judge. And he also picked three, and I believe somebody from Hot Topic did the same thing.
Yeah, so we want to officially announce the winners of this contest. So these were all posted already on social media. If you have social media and you use Twitter or Facebook, you've probably already seen this, but we're going to announce it anyway. All right, so we're going to do it directly from the page that was on We Love Fine. Activate interlocks. Dynatherms connected. Infracells up. Megathrusters are go. The winners of the Voltron Design Contest are here and ready to defend the universe. Check out the artists who combined their talent with their love of Voltron to form these winning designs. Our grand prize winner for $1,000 cash. The design is titled Voltron Mandala by Anupa Sakalpanich. I'm Anupa from Thailand. I graduated in architecture from Silpakorn University. Reading and drawing comics and manga are my faves, especially anime, comics, and manga in the late 80s and 90s are my most favorites. Congratulations, Anupa! You're our grand prize winner in the We Love Fine Design Contest. Now, superfan Mark Oliver's pick, for $300 cash,
is one titled Voltron Blueprints by Neil Krolicki. Neil is a writer, illustrator, and expert lover who spits out unintelligible manifestos and t-shirt graphics from a secret underground bunker somewhere in Colorado. His most recent assault on common decency is a noir comic book entitled 120 Doses, available soon on Comixology. Congratulations, Neil. Michael Bell's pick for $300 cash. It's titled Voltron Shishi by Mei Ling. Mei is a passionate creative working in the television animation industry. His loves include fried chicken and pho. Congratulations, Mei. Hot Topics pick for $300 cash is titled Defender of the Universe by Every Harvian. I'm Every Harvian, a.k.a. Artivry. Born in 1978, I'm a self-taught designer-illustrator, and I've been working freelance since 2010. Hailing from Bandung, Indonesia, I always dreamed of being a professional designer and illustrator. Artivry was influenced at an early age by comics, cartoons, films, heavy metal music. Over the years, I have developed my own style of colorful illustration and design. Artivry has designed custom merch for such brands and apparel companies. Whether it is a t-shirt design, gig poster, company logo, album artwork, and many more, Artivry will design it for you. Congratulations, Every. And last but not least, the 30th anniversary winner for $150 cash. It's titled The Defender, and it's by Drew Borja. It's me, Drew. I'm a self-taught part-time illustrator and a full-time publishing specialist. My favorite style is usually parody, mashups, and designs that are comical and full of subtle humor. I started drawing when I was 6 and never stopped. I love meat, sleeping, and daydreaming about the day when I win the lottery. Congratulations, Drew, and congratulations to all our winners. That was a pretty cool design contest. Are you planning on getting any of those shirts, Mark?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get all of them. I did see that they are, I believe they're available to purchase now for $25, and they have sizes from small to 3X. So, yeah, I believe you go on there right now and place an order. I haven't decided which one I'm going to buy yet. As of right now, I would probably buy the one I voted for because it actually comes in 3 different colors. It comes in royal, red, and black. So I'll probably get the black one. It looks nice.
Okay. And we do want people to know that if you go on Voltron.com, you can see at the bottom of the page, they still have the forum on the bottom right. So you can still get to the forums from that page. All right. So we got to see a brand new site for Voltron.com for the 30th anniversary. And if you go to the store, you can see a 30th anniversary section of all the available items for the 30th anniversary. And this is specific to 30th anniversary. I just want to, you know, mention a couple of items that are near the top here. All right, so we had already mentioned the Han Solo rings. We had already mentioned the 30th anniversary Toynami Voltron. We mentioned the 30th anniversary book, mentioned the socks and the deformed Voltron, the super deformed Voltron, the little one. And then the 30th anniversary logo decals are also there. The skateboards are there. There's the Voltron 30th sublimation t-shirt. There's DVDs, mugs, the Voltron pillow, the Voltron soundtrack, and there's all kinds of stuff there. The shirts by Illust. So I think there's plenty of things there for people to get to share their love of Voltron in the 30th anniversary here. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just go to Voltron.com and look around and see what you like. And yeah, it's easy to order. So yeah, check it out.
Right. So brand new website. We had a contest with We Will Have Fine. And now we're looking forward to a big event, a huge event, New York Comic Con. Can you share with some people who may have not been to New York Comic Con as to what it's like being at New York Comic Con, say, compared to, I know you had mentioned that you had been to like C2E2,
mm-hmm.
and you had also been to St. Louis Comic Con.
Can you compare what New York Comic Con is like compared to those?
New York's, I mean, a lot more fans, actually a lot more space as well. But not only that, just the panels are just a great place to be, especially for the Voltron's anniversary. But yeah, last year, actually, no, I take that back. It was this year when I went to St. Louis Wizard World for the 30th anniversary. Mike French did a heck of a job with the panel. And even before that, when I was in New York the last 2 years, Jeremy was in charge, and he did a great job as well. Very entertaining panel. But yeah, New York Comic Con is the place to be for the 30th anniversary. And Mark, you told me earlier that you're going to be on that panel as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing you up on stage and you know, celebrate the 30th anniversary with all our fans.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that panel too. We know that it's going to be at 2:00 on Friday, October 10th. And it's going to be in room 1A21. So if you're coming to New York Comic Con and you're going to be there on Friday, you got to come to this panel. This is the Voltron 30th anniversary panel. Last year, we saw a Voltron 30th anniversary preview panel where they showed some of the things that were coming up that most of the stuff we've already seen. There's still a couple of things that we didn't see yet, like that figures.com thing. Mm-hmm. But we are still looking forward to that. That's coming soon. But at this panel, you're going to get to see Bob Koppler, the vice president of World Events Productions. You're going to get to see all the writers that are involved on the 30th anniversary book, including Brian Smith, Joshua Bernard, myself, and Jacob Shabbat, who did the artwork for the comic book section of the book and the epilogue. And that comic book section is the part that finishes what would have happened in the second season of Voltron Force. So we get to see what happens with Daniel and the rest of the cadets, and you get a taste for what would have happened in that second season. So I'm really excited about the book. Obviously, this panel is being run by Perfect Square, which is the children's imprint of Viz Media. And it has been a pleasure working with the folks from Viz Media, from Tracy Todd, the senior editor of children's publications, and with, you know, working with all the people that I had to interview to write my part of the book. Now, I had to interview people like Franklin Kofod, and John Teichman, and Mark Handler, and Ted Koppler. I mean, it goes down the line. Now, another person who's going to be on the panel is Claire Grant. Claire Grant had made a special contribution to the book where she wrote a letter to Voltron as her six-year-old self, which is something that we saw in our video that we had when we interviewed Claire Grant from San Diego Comic-Con. So she will also be on the panel. So we're looking forward to that. And following the panel on that same Friday will be a book signing between 4:00 and 5:00 at the Viz Media booth. So we're looking forward to some fans actually being able to purchase some copies of the book and then get our signatures. And then another book signing is going to take place on Sunday, and that'll be from 2:00 to 3:00 in the afternoon. So look forward to New York Comic Con. We're looking forward to the Voltron panel. We're looking forward to getting together with other Voltron fans. Right, Mark?
That's right. That's the place to be. Last couple of years, we've gone out and celebrated, you know, just Voltron in general. But we had a couple of drinks also is involved with celebrating Voltron.
Well, sure. Why not? I mean, if we're going to have a party for Voltron, let's do it right.
No, definitely.
So we always have a good time when we get together with other Voltron fans. One thing I remember last year do you remember what happened last year?
I believe you're going to tell the story, but I definitely remember getting a picture taken with all of us and somebody sent it to somebody.
That's right. Jeremy told us that he wanted to get us all in a group picture. So I think we were at a place called the Beer Authority. And we were on the second level, and they had the St. Louis Cardinals game was on because they were in the playoffs, and it was taking place from St. Louis, And in the front row in the club box that you could see when you watched the TV program, you could see behind home plate, you could see some of the people sitting in the stands. And one of them was Ted Koppler, you know, the CEO and president of World Events Productions. So so Jeremy has this crazy idea. He says, all right, everybody get into a group picture. So we take a group picture from the bar. And he says, I'm going to text this to Ted Koppler. And everybody watch the TV to see his reaction. So he takes the picture, he texts it. We're watching Ted Koppler. He's watching the game. And then all of a sudden we see his head look down because he got a text on his phone. And he was looking at our picture. So that was pretty cool to see that in real time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. That was actually pretty funny because it was actually perfect timing because Susie sent it. That's the way they had the camera set up, but you could just see him like look right down at the picture.
Right. It would have been really bad if it had gone to commercial or something like that.
Right, right.
But it was timed perfectly.
Right, right. Yes, it was.
So, yeah, it's always a good time when Voltron fans get together in New York. Of course, we'll have stories to tell after we get back from New York. We'll be able to tell more stories of what happened in New York, and hopefully we'll have some of that that panel footage, and then we'll be able to talk about it and say what happened. And maybe there'll be a surprise or two that we can talk about. Who knows? We're still looking forward to anything that we can hear from DreamWorks in the near future, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're all waiting. You know, it being the 30th anniversary, I'm sure we'll hear something quick.
So before we wrap up here, I just wanted to mention one more thing about the book. And I do have my copy of the book now, and I've been able to look through it and everything. And I have to say, it's very well done. We had the Google Hangout with everybody on September 10th, and Jeremy happened to show up on the Google Hangout. And Jeremy had, at that time, had his copy of the book, and he showed it to a few of us, and everybody was drooling over it, obviously. He showed a couple of the pages and everything, and somebody said, oh, what was that? What was that thing there? And you know, it was part of the comic book section of it, and we can't say what it was, but it's just that just getting glimpses of it was enough to get people excited about it. And this book includes everything over the last 30 years. My part was the part telling the story of how Voltron was developed in the beginning and how it evolved into Voltron the Third Dimension, how it evolved into Voltron Force, and, of course, all the things that came with it, how it became a pop culture icon. It was in Sprite commercials in the 90s. It was, you know, mentioned by, you know, NBA All-Stars. It's been mentioned by celebrities. People keep on saying coming together like Voltron or forming like Voltron. And it just, you know, Voltron is a part of, you know, pop culture. And you know, even though Voltron TV shows and movies and stuff haven't been out there, it's the Voltron fans that have been keeping Voltron alive all these 30 years. So the book itself actually celebrates those fans because inside the front cover and inside the back cover, there are mentions from a whole bunch of different fans about their Voltron memories. And Mark, I believe you're in there too.
Yeah, yes, I am. I can't wait to see it because that's one of the reasons why I'm definitely buying the book. But of course, I would have bought it anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty cool to have something published inside, you know, the Voltron 30th anniversary book.
Right, and it's bringing all these fans together to share their experiences about Voltron that makes Voltron such a special thing. And of course, you know, there's other things in the book all about the characters. The vehicle Voltron has its own section. They have mentions about the planets and the drools and the Robeast. There's a whole Robeast section that just, you know, it's like getting collector cards of all the different Robeasts like they were baseball cards, you know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
They even have stats on those Robies, like how tall they were, you know, or how much they weighed or something like that. I mean, just crazy stuff like that. But you get to see every Robies that Voltron ever fought. So that was pretty cool. Everybody's going to love this book. If you haven't already, go out and pre-order it. It's available for pre-order on Voltron.com. And if you purchase it at Voltron.com, it's $29 and you'll get Ted Koppler's signature. All right. And if you don't get a chance to pre-order it, it'll be available in stores everywhere on October 28th. And if you're one of those lucky people who gets to come to New York Comic Con, you're going to get an early chance to get the book. And you might even be able to get it signed by the authors. So we're really looking forward to that. So, you know, we might as well start packing because there's a lot to get ready for next week, right?
I can't wait. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing Tara and Tally and Renee and Claire. They were there last two years, I believe. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be fun. It's definitely going to be a fun time.
Yeah. So before we close here, I just want to say thank you for sharing that 30th anniversary hangout with us. And, you know, thank you for coming to the letsvoltron.com to listen to the podcast. We're going to keep pulling out these podcasts for as much as we can during the 30th anniversary year of Voltron. So thank you very much. We'll see you next time on
Let's Voltron.